interesting aspects of human language, which is true of all languages, is that certain words develop over time and start to take on multiple meanings that are kind of related to the original use of the word, but inevitably develop kind of nuances and added layers of meaning, which are always connected to that original meaning, but are slightly different as well. And one example of that is the word grace, which comes from the Latin word gratia. And that word gratia originally really means to look upon someone with favor. And so the original meaning of grace is that God has looked with favor upon us. From there, that word grace or gratia took on kind of a second meaning, which was really to bestow free gifts upon the one to whom we look at with favor. That is why something is called gratis or free. It's rooted in that same word. But if you look with favor with someone, if you look benevolently upon someone, you are inclined to shower them with gifts. And those gifts are free. And the third derivative meaning for grace or gratia is going to be in the word gratitude, which is to say, if someone looks with favor upon you, if someone showers you with gifts because they look upon you with favor, what is the only thing left for you to do? Well, you can't repay them because it was a free gift they gave you, but you can bestow your gratitude upon them. And that is why in Spanish, thank you is gracias, in Italian, grazie, in English, gratitude. It's all related to that derivative meaning coming from God's special favor, whereby he bestows his gifts upon us, and our only reply is to be thankful. Today's gospel gives us really a beautiful example of that paradigm whereby Jesus looks with favor, he looks benevolently upon these 10 lepers, and he bestows his gift of healing upon them. They are all healed, and then we're told only one of them kind of takes it to that third step of displaying gratitude by returning to thank Jesus and to glorify God for the great gift of his healing. I think for us, when we look at our own life, it reminds us that if we are truly founded in God's grace, if we truly know that he looks upon each of us, that we are special, that he has looked with favor upon us, that he has showered us with his gifts of healing, his gifts of salvation, even the very gift of life that we have, it reminds us that every single day of our life, we have a lot to be grateful for. And the only appropriate response to God's generosity is to glorify him and to give thanks for everything that he has given to us. I suppose it's also, of course, no coincidence, as you all know, that the word Eucharist derives from the word thanksgiving. And in a special way, our presence here at Mass to offer the one saving sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross is really an act of our thanksgiving for everything that God has done for us in the gift of salvation. And so today, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace, which is also his gift, that we would always recognize the blessings that he has bestowed upon us, and that every day of our life, our hearts would be filled with gratitude for the goodness that he has shown upon us. Amen.